lowrider is a little higher.
Right on radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Right on Radio. Hey, I hope you liked that song, a throwback to the 70s. I guess it was kind of like the original gangster type music. I don't have a lot of hip hop in my collection, so that was my homage to this story that we're going to be covering today. But first, let me just read the verse of the day, if you do not mind. It is from Philippians 1, verse 29. For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer on his behalf. Woo! What an encouraging scripture that is. But it is the truth. Hey, this story really, I think, is more important than people may think. And I put in the description that I believe this story is a marker. And I really do believe that. And I'm going to explain what I mean by that after I give you some of the background. And of course, most of you know about this story and what's going on right now. But I also want to give you a couple observations to set the stage for some of the things that I'm going to say. And this might be a little bit controversial, but, you know, I've really never been afraid to share my thoughts and words. You know, these days, for the last, 8 years, 10 years now in particular, you know, the mainstream media has been pushing racism and trying to divide us all by race and you know, the whole BLM movement and everything, and they completely supported that. And it appears that, you know, everything is anti-white guy, you know, and they come off saying that, but what they're really doing is just dividing people up. And what's amazing about it is they've really pushed hard on this racism narrative. And this has to do with the story, folks. I'm just putting a foundation down. They've pushed that on all of us. And yet it really has not worked. At least that's the world I live in. I don't know racist people. Like, I know one guy, actually, and I haven't really talked to him in a few years, who would throw out racial slurs, but he would be really polite in that in front of someone of a different race. I think it was just more of an act for him. And I'm sure that, you know, some black guys will say some racial stuff about some white. And you know what? It's okay. I think it just depends on the intent and what you say it. I think it's okay to joke about our differences. We're all the same. We all bleed the same color. But let's face it, there are some differences just in structure. You know, black guys tend to have longer legs, for instance, a higher butts than a white guy, you know. they tend to win more races, you know, Olympians, fastest guys in the world, stuff like that. There's just some differences in the way we're made up. And I think that's brilliant. But my point is that the racism card that they've been throwing out really has not worked. But what I have discovered, and this is my opinion, I'm going to present some evidence with it, is that the people who were racist are the elites. When you look at a WEF conference, for instance, I'll tell you, it looks like a sea of white to me. And these are the people who have been, you know, directing society through government and large corporations, the media, the advertising. And when you look at their actions and what they've done to society over the last several decades, and we can go back hundreds of years, but in our personal recollection, they've created ghettos. They've, you know, introduced AIDS first into the black community in Africa. They've created genocides in Africa. They've, you know, they've brought the drugs into the poorest black neighborhoods. They put Planned Parenthoods in the black neighborhoods. They are the ones that are racist. And it's the ultimate projection to say, oh, but it's the bad white guy now. It's the ultimate projection. And they have done this for years. And I'll tell you, just like the American Indian, the Native Indians, how they have been persecuted, Canadian Indians as well, I'm sure around the world, have been persecuted. I just have a sneaking suspicion that there's some bloodlines between the natives and the black people that the devil hates, because he has gone after them vigorously. Now, there's also the contention that I would consider is that, you know, because of the persecution of blacks and the persecution of Native Indians, they have a common bond and it's a lot easier for them to gather together, which the elites are scared of, any of us gathering together in any mass and coming against them. And perhaps that's one of the reasons why they've held them down. But it's the elites that have really been racist. Now, why do I bring all that stuff up? Because I believe it has something to do with this P. Diddy story, who is being called the Epstein of rap music. Now, there's only allegations at this point in time, but let me just read you the quick news story. Sean Diddy Combs has been facing a series of legal challenges here and some notable allegations and lawsuits. A music producer filed a civil suit against Sean Diddy Combs, accusing him of sexual harassment and assault. The producer has now added actor Cuba Gooding Jr. as a defendant in the case. Three women and a man have been interviewed by federal officials in Manhattan regarding allegations of sex trafficking, sexual assault, and solicitation and distribution of illegal narcotics and firearms. Federal agents executed search warrants of Combs' properties in Los Angeles and Miami, and also New York, as part of an ongoing investigation. Cassie Cassandra Ventura, Combs' former romantic partner, accused him of physically and sexually abusing her for years. She filed a suit under New York Adult Survivors Act, which allows adult victims of sexual assault to come forward with civil claims regardless of the statute of limitation. These legal matters have drawn significant public attention and scrutiny. Combs' behavior to the allegations against him continue to be closely monitored. Now, what is interesting here is this producer and the civil case against Combs has a lot of meat to it. He purportedly has brought pictures, videos, documents, and all kinds of things. Now, and if he did produce those types of evidences, then law enforcement would have to react to it. It's also notable to say Sean Diddy Combs has had many lawsuits against him going back to the 90s with accusations of sexual misbehavior, rape, stuff like that. And I want to say this, that when someone is going up the ladder, so to speak, and going up pretty quick, it is not uncommon for accusations to come against someone, innocent or guilty. They will get accusations, and oftentimes it is better for their career to just pay off the person. So it is not always an admission of guilt. However, in this case, if the music producer allegations are true and he has all of the goods to back it up, and it certainly seems that there is something there considering the raids in his houses yesterday. And by the way, did you see the video of him at the Miami airport pacing back and forth with one hand in a pocket? I'm not a body language expert, but it looked like he was under some pressure. And his private jet has flown off to Antigua, and maybe it's somewhere else now. No indication or proof that he was on the flight, but that is something to continue watching. Now, when the Epstein case happened, did you know the FBI raided the island, Little St. James Island? They raided it and went through it with a fine tooth and comb. Also, the New York apartment. And apparently, they took out hard drives, all kinds of evidences. But it seemed like they just wanted to get it so they could bury it before someone else got it. That's at least my opinion, because it really hasn't come out, has it? But in this case, it wasn't the FBI raiding the homes. It was the Department of Homeland Security. Isn't that interesting? It was not the FBI. Now, the FBI is who investigated Epstein, so I assume they cover human trafficking and stuff like that as well. Why would it be Homeland Security? Put an answer in the chat if you have an answer for that question. But they did the raids, and it seems that Diddy may be on the run. The reason I brought up the whole racism thing is because, well, first of all, if Sean Combs was an Epstein type of person, he certainly became a kingmaker in the rap music business. He became a kingmaker. He could make someone very big, but like anything, people like to have control over their assets. And if you look at the nature of hip hop music, rap music, it is very homophobic. They are very homophobic, and they never get called out for it in the mainstream media. Yeah, good point, Momster. And the allegations are certainly there of, well, let's say, inappropriate intimate relations between same-sex partners in behind the scenes. And that would give you total control over someone, because if someone who comes out and they throw the money and they talk about the hoes and pimping and all this stuff, then it turns out they took a bend for a friend, let's say. That could ruin a career. By the way, I know that Eminem is more on the Dr. Dre end of things, but he never looks happy. I wonder what happened to him. Now, Justin Bieber, who turned out to be quite a freak, he was in the care of Diddy, among others. So Diddy may have been, or he's alleged to have been running one of these operations, getting people, you know, drugging them, taking advantage of them, probably getting blackmail on them if the allegations are true. But what would be the difference between him and Epstein if they're doing the same thing? Well, Epstein was white. Epstein was also Mossad. There's that. So you know who's pulling the strings there, where Diddy could have been empowered by even a white dude. Wouldn't surprise me. Who runs the music business? Rabbi? But he can be thrown under the bus. Now, the reason I say this is a marker is simply this, and I've said it before 2024 started, and I'm going to maintain it, that this year we will know which way things are going. We will know one way or another. This thing is going to break and head into a direction, dark or light, or maybe something different, but we're going to know, is my estimation, just looking at all the world events going on there. So this case, I think, is a real marker to see if names start to get named. Because let's face it, it's easier to throw a bunch of big famous rap artists, which will include music or movie people as well. If this thing breaks, it will break big. And a whole bunch of people will go down, and then the calls for the Epstein list will amplify even more. So this could be very, very big if indeed it breaks. By the way, if you're in the live chat, can you hit some like buttons? I'm doing these extra shows trying to get the algorithm up. Well, plus I want to serve you, and I had something I thought was interesting to talk about today. Thank you, Michelle. Hey, or are they going and collecting all of this evidence to bury it? I really believe that this story is a significant marker, and it could break really quick, or it could go away really quick. So this is going to be one of the indicators about the future, and an important one. So let's all keep our eyes on this story and the developments. Curious to see if we find out where Diddy is today, if he jumped on that plane, or of course he might have just sent his plane off somewhere else, then hopped on another plane. You know, the guy's got money. He can get out of the country. And, you know, certainly there's some countries that don't have extraditions, and he has enough money to buy off politicians and stuff like that. So it will be really interesting to see how this plays out. Well, anyways, that's what I have to say on this particular subject. I hope you enjoyed the show. There most likely will be a show tonight on Rumble at 7 o'clock. I actually have an interview scheduled today, and it's actually a very personal story. So I think you'll enjoy it. Not necessarily intel, but I believe there's a great lesson to be learned, as long as everything goes well on the interview. One other side note, in the next couple days, I'll also be posting a replay of an interview I did about 3 years ago. And some of you have been here from the beginning might remember Jonah and the Belly of the Beast. Well, I have reconnected with his mother, T, and I'm going to get her on the show in the near future for an important update. But spoiler alert, she does not have her son back yet. Anyways, lots of stuff to come up on Right On Radio. Thank you so much for being here. God bless each and every one of you. Remember to love your God, love your family, love your neighbor as yourself, and make a difference in your community.
Right on, right on, right on. Right On Radio.